It's 7:04. I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Polls have just closed for this year's primary election. In Winooski today, poll workers and election officials took extra precautions to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Winooski voters cast their ballots indoors at the city's senior center. City Clerk Carol Barrett said that though a few volunteers stayed home this year, she had plenty of help.
Obviously, this year we have mask and hand sanitizer. We have plexiglass shields to protect our election officials. We have a gentleman who is sanitizing every time a voter leaves the booth.
Almost 1,300 more people requested absentee ballots in 2020 than in 2018. In a normal year, Barrett says voters lined up before polls open. This year, she says maybe 12 people trickled in before 7:30 a.m. More than 200 Bakersfield residents requested absentee ballots for today's primary election, according to the town clerk. But resident Deanna Walker-Cook decided to cast her vote in person today. She says she wants to get back to a sense of normalcy.
I'm a school teacher. I work in Colchester, and I know it's coming, like masks and everything, but I really miss normal. So every little step towards that direction I'm going to take. So yeah, I'm going to just vote regular enough.
Bakersfield town clerk says she sent out more ballots by mail this year than she usually receives total for a state primary election. And the Vermont Department of Health reported 11 more cases of COVID-19 today. 5 are in Chittenden County, 2 each in Windham and Bennington counties, and 1 each in Addison and Orange counties. Stay with us for more primary results as we receive them throughout the evening. It's 7:06.